Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, Matthew 7, verses 3 through 5. That's our passage today. Here's what Jesus said. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Well, blind spots, that's what Jesus is talking about today, and we all have them, don't we? Blind spots. Maybe it's a particular character flaw, obvious to everybody else except us. Maybe it's an unhealthy attitude towards someone or something. Others see it as clearly as the nose on your face, but you look in the mirror each day and miss it. Maybe your blind spot is the neglect of a particular spiritual discipline. Blind spots. They are as dangerous as that area in our car mirrors where we can't see the vehicle in the next lane. Blind spots keep us seconds away from disaster. Funny how we can see the speck of sawdust in our neighbor's eye from a mile away, but miss the 2x4 sticking out of our own eye even as it clangs against everything in front of us. In The Valley of Vision, a collection of Puritan prayers and devotions, there's a great prayer about blind spots. And as you pray, ask God to show you the plank sticking out of your eye. It has caused enough damage already. Here's what that prayer reads. Let this prayer be yours. Lord Jesus, I am blind. Be thou my light. Ignorant, be thou my wisdom. Self-willed, be thou my mind. Let's just pray through that again. Lord Jesus, I am blind. Be thou my light. I am ignorant. Be thou my wisdom. I am self-willed. Be thou my mind. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd like for us to pray with you, we would love to do that. You can email your requests to prayer@ronmoore.org, and we have a team of people who would love to pray with you and for you.